97.9 FM, WCHL, this is Ron Stutz, and time to switch in the high gear here. Kick it into high gear, if you will.
That's right.
And Lauren Stafford has just walked into the room.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, too.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile.
We might have to do that after this joke.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I might. I might have to duck or just run out of here.
Just run screaming into the sunlight.
Well, what you got today? I'm almost scared to ask.
Don't be scared. Never be scared. I have a joke. It's a little bit long, but it's a good one.
All right.
So pay attention.
Good.
And seeing as me and my husband just moved into a new place of our own, it's a little appropriate. Not the same situation as us. So don't look into that too much if you hear the joke. All right.
All right.
So a newlywed couple moves into their new house.
Mm-hmm.
One day, the husband comes home from work, and his wife says, "Honey, you know, in the upstairs bathroom, one of the pipes is leaking. Could you please fix it?" The husband says, "What do I look like, Mr. Plumber?" A few days go by, and he comes home from work, and his wife says, "Honey, the car won't start. I think it needs new battery. Do you mind changing it for me?" He says, "What do I look like, Mr. Goodwrench?" Another few days go by, and it's raining pretty hard. Mm. We know all about that.
Right. We sure do.
The wife finds a leak in the roof. She says, "Honey, there's a leak in the roof. Can you please fix it?" He says, "What do I look like, Bob Vila?" The next day, the husband comes home, and the roof is fixed. So is the plumbing, and so is the car.
Mm-hmm.
He asks his wife, "What happened?" She said, "Oh, I had a handyman come in and fix them," she says.
"Right."
"Great," he says. "How much is that going to cost me?"
Mm-hmm.
His wife says, "Nothing. He said he'd do it for free if I either baked him a cake or slept with him." The husband said, "Well, what kind of cake did you make him?" She says, "What do I look like, Betty Crocker?" You had to pay attention for a while. There was a good payoff at the end.
That's good.
No pun intended.
I like that.
Exactly.
He kind of deserved it, actually.
Exactly. He kind of did deserve it. That's what you get. Keep that in mind.